We thank God for tonight. We are going deeper. We are going deeper in prayer in the name of Jesus. And we thank our brother Dancing Oyikan, who is leading us to stay in his presence. May the Lord bless him and bless the team. God worship him. May the might of God work greatly on him in the name of Jesus Christ. As the nation needs and of grace, standing in the presence of the Lord. Tonight we wait, oh God. We wait wherever you are, please stay with me. Ashada makabara badu asoda ma. Father, we will stay. Holy Spirit, we are staying, waiting for you to usher us into the presence of the living King. Oh, our Lord and our Savior Jesus, his name alone is great, and he is greatly to be praised. This evening we worship him. This evening we adore him. This evening we magnify him, the King of glory. Hachatono Musa, the Lord of glory. Hashonde Ekamos, Rapado Sandayade, Bekaromo Sudiyanda, Rapada Brasidukino. Tonight we wait on you, Spirit of God, to usher us into his presence, even the presence of the divine King, the one that saves our soul, the one that delivers us from harm's way, the one that provides our needs, the one that builds our confidence, the one that brings our healing, the one that gives us hope when our hopes are fading, the one that sustains our going out and our coming in. Hata Bushadi. Yes, the prayer time is on. Tonight, let's get to our presence, the presence of our living God. Who is ready to help? We come to him who is able to provide. We come to him who is able to heal. May his name be glorified. Shata de Kadosa, Limbra Sukabina, Shata de Kadosa. Let's go to let your mercy prevail tonight. We call upon you, O God. We wait on you for strength. We wait on you for us to be open. We wait on you, you, O God of glory. We wait on you, O King of glory. We wait on you, O Master of all universe. Father, that we can rely on tonight. You are the only one who can do the matters for us tonight. That is why we're coming upon you. We call upon thy name. That's why we're coming to you, O God. That's why we're going on you. We call on you, O God. Tata, the Kabosa, Brando Kumiya, Kota, the Kotas, Bantono Musandia, Arakabosa, Shantele Kaziate, Santele Bosa, Sibrandia Korobosa, Bante Basandi. Unmute your sound. Let's pray together in unity. In the name of Jesus. Anna yo kabos kabas. La prata yo kabas. Anzi da kus kasande. Anna yo karabos sasu. Ate kabus kasande. Come on. Let's share in his presence tonight. With the power of the Spirit of God. Shadabadabos sabranda. Masaya kiribos sabiora.
For your permission. Thank you, O Lord.
If somebody needs to be here to pray, please invite them. Somebody must be here to pray.
I pray.
I'm waiting and lingering in the presence of
the Lord,
on their behalf, tonight, all that I desire, that I want to be where he is, I shall be called, and that you can be called, Maratalabosa, and all the candy, you can be called, and the Kabbalah, For your word said that those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Oh, I'm waiting till my strength is renewed. I'm waiting till I gain the overflow. I am waiting till I'm filled with enough water from your fountain, O God. I'm waiting till I receive what it takes to make me what I must be. I'm waiting, O God, till my mind is clear of every weight and trouble in my mind. I'm waiting, O God, until I see the salvation of your spirit and your power at work in me. I'm waiting, oh God, my son de Karuna, my Zibrando Kabosa. I'm not going anywhere, Father. I'm not going anywhere. I'm here to stay. Katano Mokala, Rantara Brosa, Handolo Bosana, Ashanti Kabosa, Abante Broska Brandia, Aboska Brandia Tandi, Sikandolo Broska Brandia, Azapada Bosana, Alinto. No situation, oh God, can bring us out of where we are except you come in and step in, except your feet come into the equation, except your hand is drawn on the matter, except your glory, oh God, shines upon my darkness, upon, oh God, except your voice is echoed in the horizons of my life. I don't know what else is falling out, oh God. I don't know what else is coming along the way. I don't know what else the enemy has put up in his chambers tonight. God, I wait. Tonight, I wait for victory. Tonight, I wait for victory. Call upon thee, O God, for this calls unto thee. In the roars of your waterfalls, all your breakers and waves roll over me. Tonight, O Shaddai, we call upon you. We call upon you. We say that it is a privilege to be in your presence, but we are declaring, O God, that save us, O God, from many waters, O God. Save us, O God, from sinking into the miry depths, where there is no footing. And we have drifted into deep waters, where the flooded and the floods engulfs us. Tonight we call upon your name, O Shaddai Akaba. Let not your wrath weigh heavily upon our lives, but thou, O God, art a shield for us. You are our glory and the lifter up of our hands. Tonight we call upon your name. Basindo Kinado Saba, Lebroska Vion Tirikashi, Akoto Namu, Pray, lift up your voice. Pray with me. If you can pray in tongues, it will be great. But please lift up your voice and let me pray now. Hashon de Kadisada, Rokamadusa Brande, Vata de Cabando Crotas, Vadubo Sundaya Bresa Brande, Zacabarabo Sambranze, Avos Casundaya de Cara, Azaprando Bacadiapa, Azolo Cadiato, Azan de Cadusa, Azan Telecadia, Arapandaya Colo, Arakabio Pandiata, Aviondaya de Cabasia, Azambra Sukasa, Araparabandia Carade, Avondaya Locamo Sanda, Daya Kibadusa Brande, Arakabo Sandaya de Ca, Arandaya Bosavani, Adon Sandi Ekaromosa, Arakabo Sadiada, Arankanamo Sandia, Arakabosa, Sintorobo Sandia, Azikarabo Sada, Ratata, 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 Adon Sabani, Eprando Umasukada, Aviondaya Kidaya, Arapandurobokaba, Biondaya Keronde, Vrabosa, Akaba, lift up your voice with me, lift up your voice with me. Adumba Kibarosa, Tolobrosa Vranda, Adondaya Kiboskaba, Ratarabosanda, Azinkanamosanda, Hidia Karotea Rosa, Anamalabasa, Rakada de Kadusa, Yaponda Kadusa, Out of the depths, we cry out unto you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Jeremiah said that disaster after disaster is proclaimed, for the whole land is laid waste, and our tents are destroyed in an instant, our curtains are in a moment. But thou, O God, Mashay, Latono Mosanda, Ekratos, Nabikoro Mosanda, Asipago Mosanda, with your voice, wherever you are, wherever you are playing with music, you can only hear the sound. I'm grateful to God. Wherever you are, if you can only hear the sound, and pray aloud. You can pray in your secret, but please now, this moment, let's spend time with Him. Oh God, our blessed. Oh, my son, your brain is a glory. We will stay, oh God. Shadabaraba Kadia Brandoa, Abrabara Sabus Casanda, Ashandi Carabadia Condia, Abraparabra Sundia Brababa, Abraparabros Cabrondia, Azoria Corobra Savrondia, Azakibria Parabababa, Azabiria Parabababa, Azabiria Parabababa, Azabiria Parabababa, Soprondo Robros Cabrandia, Azakabria Pandia Brasuria, Azakarabriando Robrosa, Avantarabria Cabulia, Avanterebia, Azatarabria, Azanterebia, Azanterabria, Azanterebia, Azanterabria, Cabrosa Brandia, Arakeba, Arontarabrasia, Azokibia Ponda, Ade Gratus, Lando Robocabo Shata, Limbre Sabronzeno Caba, Arantelebon Caban Sonima, Beyond Paradocrato Saba, Bantelecrato Zomo. Hey!
Hallelujah.
Amen. Emmanuel. So spend some time with God. Hallelujah. And tell, you know, sometimes tell him what you, how you feel. You know, tell God how you feel. That's the whole purpose of tonight's prayer. That's why we're going, we're doing the deep calls onto deep. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says this in Lamentation. This is the lamentation of Jeremiah, of Judah, that Jeremiah recorded. Hallelujah. In Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 20, Jeremiah spoke out. This was the statement from Judah. And you know that Judah is one of the few men that God released his grace upon him to lead Israel. And the power of grace of in the place of music and worship and leadership is found in Judah. Hallelujah. And so Judah, the Bible says Judah means praise, and his name depicts of his character and his responsibility and the grace that he carried. But within all these things that was going on with him, Judah still found within him some kind of inconsistencies that was going on with his life. And so these were some of the anguish of the words that came out of the heart of this man, Judah. He said, my anguish and my anguish is written in pain. Oh, Hashadi Barakaba, Ratonu Mokaba. Jeremiah puts it this way. He says, disaster after disaster is proclaimed, for the whole land is laid waste. Yes. He said, even my tent are destroyed in an instant. And my curtains, which are covering my house, is all destroyed in a moment. Oh, Hashadu Kratas. Then the Psalm 42 comes here to speak out. Says, deep calls unto deep in the roars of your waters, your waterfalls. That is where we call upon the name of the Lord. And Isaiah 15:5, which we did last time, he says that my heart cries out over Moab. Others are crying out. Others have got issues that they are crying out. And so Jeremiah 24, chapter 4, verse 21 comes back and says that, for how long must I see the signal of flag and hear the sound of the horn? For how long? Mm-hmm. I don't know how many of you have ever stood out there and said, the Lord, for how long? For how long? For how long should I be in this condition and this situation? For how long should I cry out and cry out and cry out? Jeremiah, according to other scholars, they call him the weeping prophet. Because every single time, everything that came into the life of the prophet was something that was undesirable. And yet God was still speaking to him. I don't know how many of you have reached out that place, that you know that you are doing everything that you have to do as a child of God, and yet, yesterday was its own, today was another thing, tomorrow, and then the next thing when you hear the door being knocked, you say, what next is coming up? What now? It was a similar situation that Jeremiah penned down with the life of the condition of Judah crying out. People of God, that is the Christian faith. This is the Christian faith. Our Lord, the Master, he never promised us silver and gold and everything. You know, in terms of the calmness of things, and oh, everything's rosy and cozy, and life is all nice, chilling out with a glass of champagne with the umbrella of, how do they call that umbrella thing in the wine, you know, those colored wines. You know, sometimes I don't even understand why they put umbrella in there, whether to cover it up or whether to make it cold or whether to make it sunny, or I don't even understand, you know. Yeah, but they drink it anyway. Yeah, and they think that they're having a nice time. But Jesus, our maker, Jesus, our leader, never promised us that kind of lifestyle. Hallelujah. But what he said is this, that we should follow him with the cross that he has given to us. That is the responsibility of our lives. And sometimes what we see in our lives are things which are not so beautiful to describe. I was talking to an old friend of mine for 35 years. I saw her a couple of days ago on Saturday. I saw her for the first time in 30 years or so. With her mom's 70th birthday, we're talking about some few issues. And whilst we're talking, and this issue came up about faith and the challenges of faith and everything, and I was drawing her attention to this fact, my dear, it is never the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, the kingdom of heaven, it is not on a silver platter. It is not on a silver platter. It's a daily and a continual pushing against the tides of the wicked one, seeking that you will fall or lose your hope and your confidence in your given faith, and then you come and bow to him and worship to him. But if you are able to stand tenacious, stand strong, stand resilient, and stand willing to say that no matter what comes, come what may, I am prepared to stay in and stay with my God till the end, there shall be victory for you, because out there is more time than in here. Because in here is only 70 years, maximum 80. And yes, you can push it to 90. But how, Mashonda Kabrasi, over there you are going 1,000. You are going 1,000 and even 1,000 plus, and you shall be there. So you better learn the spirit of endurance, even down here by the grace of God. And Jeremiah, finding the situation of Judah, said, all that I see is disaster after disaster. And even the whole land is laid waste. Hallelujah. And his tent that covered him and protected him from the elements of life, he said, and in an instant, it vanished away. And then the curtains was no more to be found. Tonight, I'm standing with you in the name of Jesus, not because I am on a silver spoon, this and having a, I don't know how to put it, but please bear with me. The cry you are crying, I'm also crying the same. Hallelujah. Amen. It doesn't mean that our faith is weak. No, it does not mean that your confidence is weak. No, it doesn't mean that your God is not powerful enough. No, it doesn't mean that you're doing something wrong. That is why the enemy is gaining a mastery or advantage over your life. No, hallelujah. The Bible says that he reigns upon the righteous and the unrighteous. And wherever we are, so long as we are in this flesh, the enemy will do anything to disturb our equilibrium. But please don't be afraid. One thing that I've learned is this, that there is always a way out with our God. He will bring the way out when them seems to be no way. God will make a way. Hallelujah. But what we need to do is that we got to hold on to him with our unchanging hands. Amen. And so we wait upon him. Amen. And so the Bible says that those who wait upon him shall renew their strength. What What do you need a strength for? Hallelujah. Strength comes for you to endure or to fight or to stand against or to resist the enemy. If we don't have any enemy to fight, there's no need for any strength. Hallelujah. How many of you have gone into the boxing field and then you have said, I love boxing. That's one of my favorite sports. I love boxing. Even today I was watching one. How many of you have seen a boxing field that you go there, you don't prepare and plan to build your stamina, build your techniques, and know how to give your uppercut and all the rest and bits and pieces? Yeah, you do that, because when you go into the battlefield, for sure you will get blows. If you fail to throw any blow, your opponent will do so. And who is our opponent on earth here? It is the enemy, the wicked one. If you decide not to throw your blows, you stay there, he will knock you out. He will knock you out, cold-blooded knockout. You will see yourself down on the floor. That's why the Bible says that we should build ourselves up in our most holy faith, and we should wait upon the Lord to renew our strength. The strength that you receive is for you to go and fight out there. So the Bible says that fight the good fight of faith. That's why the apostle said that I have fought the fight and I have finished the race. So everywhere we stand, we need the strength of the Lord. Tonight, I pray for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, that if you feel overwhelmed with any situation in your life, if you feel that disaster after disaster, trouble after trouble, shame after shame, difficulty after difficulty, insufficiency after insufficiency, fear after fear, challenges after challenges, managing unsettledness after unsettledness, today I pray for you in the name of Jesus for the strength to overcome, because the Bible says that those that overcome, those that overcome, they are the one that will receive the strength. Tonight, receive grace to overcome. In the name of Jesus, receive grace to overcome. In the mighty name of Jesus, every weight that the enemy is waging on you, on your mind, especially the mental issue, mental pictures. Sometimes you sit down and there's all kinds of pictures playing out in your sight. Hallelujah. Oh, I saw somebody like a shadow of a woman with my husband in a bush that way, and then you are now opening and destroying somebody's garden. Maybe it was a dog that passed through there, but the devil has. Listen, this thing, the enemy that Bible says that he's a deceiver. I know what I'm talking about, that he can create an atmosphere that make things seem real, and he will force that thing to come to pass. Because the picture has been made in our minds. And until that picture is in our mind, that's why sometimes they say innocence is bliss and stuff like that. But I pray tonight by the message of God that whatever trouble that is going on in your mind, hey, Yato Sabrandikaba, whatever trauma that is going on in your mind, any weight that the enemy is placing on your mind, today receive grace to overcome. I say receive grace to overcome.
I receive grace to overcome.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, receive grace to overcome. In Jesus' mighty name, let no trouble, let no situation, let no condition determine your source of joy. Let no condition in this life ever determine your source of joy. If you bring it, praise God. If you don't bring it, hallelujah. If he was standing there to say that I'm happy with you, praise God, I'm not happy with you, I thank God for it. Hallelujah. Whether you give it to me, I'm happy for it, I will take it. But if you refuse to give, I am praising God anyway. Because I don't want the circumstance of my life to determine my source of joy. Hey, Hallelujah. The Bible says that the source of our joy comes from the strength of the Lord.
Amen.
Our strength comes from the Lord. Our joy comes from the Lord. So whatever condition that we are in, whether it's a conducive one, whether it's something that is not so good, whether it's something so interesting and all that. I hope Mrs. Ejaro will forgive me. Mrs. Ejaro got stuck last week. I was about to leave the workplace, to go to work, and then she called several times. She didn't come. And I didn't pick up because I was sleeping. And then I woke up, I picked up the phone, I called her back and said, are you now returning my call? Don't you know the conditions? She was in tears and all that. I said, what's the issue? She said, I've had an accident. I said, where? Accident, where? When she gave me the direction, the coordinates of the direction, I knew that she was in a bush road somewhere, no light. It's a farmland somewhere. Not knowing that it was raining. And she passed through that place, and the water is a small car, so the weight of the water was stronger, and the flood was able, and then it kind of veered her on the sideway with the kids in the car.
Ouch.
Wow.
Three kids in the car, a mother found that she contained herself to be able to see, and she's in a pitch darkness, and she can't move forward, she can't come backwards, she can't, and if it takes, you know, and all these things was playing last week. On Thursday. Now, what do I do? Do I call in work to tell them that my wife is involved in an accident, I'm not coming, or what? So my brother-in-law was there, but Pastor Godfrey managed to save the situation for me. And I went to work, and I told her everything will be all right, so don't cry. I didn't bother to worry myself about it. But all that I sent was that Holy Spirit, let peace prevail over there. And I just cut my mind off it. Because I can't do anything. Now we had, the police was involved, the ambulance, the whatever, the people were involved, and all those kind of stuff. And I went to work with it. And I just left the situation at the mercy of God. Though I have, can you imagine, my kids, three of them, my wife, that's my wealth, is now being swept away in a flood. And I'm having peace driving, going to work. I'm telling you stuff for you to see that it's not cool only on your, it's not trouble or boiling on your side alone. Here too, yes. And I kept quiet. I said, what do I do with the car? I said, leave it in the water. Let it be there. You go home. Leave the car. He said, what about the things? I said, close. Just shut the door. Just leave the car there. It's your, you are the priority. Just come out. You and the kids, just come out. I could feel the weight that was on her with the kids in the middle of the darkness and the police coming there, because the police had to, they couldn't even come into the water. They stood on the other side, blocked the road and everything. I went there the following morning and our car was in water, submerged. People of God, you might think that you are the only one going through some stuff, you know, but remember the faith that we have carried, it's a jealous faith. So the enemy will attack everywhere. Yeah, she was going to work. She's using the other car. She was on her way to work. And we managed to pull the car. We call AA in England here. We pay for our AARAC. We pay it. We don't owe them. For them to come, they said, oh, we'll come at 2 a.m. So I was online on phone. How is it going? They haven't called. How is it going? They haven't come. How is it going? The following day, 12 o'clock, they never showed up. They never, here in England, they never showed up. And then we kept on calling them. What's going on? We are waiting for this. We are waiting for this. This life, people of God, the enemy will challenge you everywhere, but you have to stay strong. You have to stay strong. Yes. And then I said, don't worry. When I got there, straight from work to the place, and then I went to wake them up. My brother-in-law, I woke him up, said, brother, let's go and see where the car is. And then we drove there, because I was, the other one is a bit higher. It's a bit higher in terms of the tire. So I could drive through the water, you know. And then I drove through, could see the cars merged up, and it's all loaded with water. My car. I was full. But I'm telling you how I made light of the situation, and I was laughing. I was laughing about it. And I met myself and my brother, we were washing the car in the water, you know, because the mud was everywhere and everything. And you open the car, it's all full of water. So what do we do? And we couldn't push it. We're trying to push it. So please, life can give you all kinds. Meanwhile, we are trying to manage things small, till December, so that we can manage, and then we can go and change it for the next one that she wants. But look, we are not in December yet, but the enemy has managed to pull the car off road. To pull the car, they won't pull it. People of God, you may be crying on some things, but I'm here to encourage you by the message of God that don't cry. Stay strong. I took the car, we pulled it with some ropes and everything. I pulled the car myself. A didn't come. They told us they are waiting for specialist materials to be able to come there and come and take the car away. And 12 hours, they cut down. They couldn't find a specialist material in the whole of United Kingdom. 12 good hours. Yes. And yet we have paid them. You see? And the Lord, I went out there, went to my, with my brother, going, traveling everywhere, going to shop to find a stronger rope, because every rope that we used to, it got snapped. Snaps and all that. And then we found something, wanted to pull it, and gradually we pulled it out and drove it through the water till we got to the house. And then I started praying over the car for the mercy of God to prevail. I said, Father, have mercy. And she kept on, is everything okay? I said, don't worry. Everything is okay, so don't worry. Everything is okay, don't worry. You see, people of God, you will win. You will win no matter what. Amen. No matter what the storms or the river or the floods, you will surely win. Yeah. Amen. They may choose not to help, they may choose not to give, they may choose not to support, but so long as you stay close to God with our unchanging hands, let a storm blow, let the storm blow. The Bible says in Psalm 1, it says that the righteous, if you read Psalm 1, the secret in Psalm 1 is how connected you are to the Father, so that when the storm blows, your roots will pick up the sap of the Spirit, so that it keeps you going. You become buoyant, you become resourceful, you become okay. Do you know that we drove the car to this house? It's a petrol car. She drove the car. She said, well, so what do I do? I said, yeah, we will drive. The car will start. We'll pray on it. And then I was waiting for the following day. And then my brother came and we did some, I don't know what we did, but we were just praying and we're laughing at the same time, you know, because I was like, can you imagine a soaked car? You know, and we're just making fun of it. But, you know, it's a cost. Because the car is full, it's wet sitting in my garage here now, you know, but it starts. I don't know, it's a miracle. I don't know how, but it starts. We started this, you know, after 2 hours of changing the battery and charging and all that, it started and it's working. It drove all the way to this place. God knows how to create something out of everything and nothing too. So please, when you are in the storms, don't let it shake you too much. You know, when the house is not in good shape, just calm yourself down. Just calm down. You know, just calm down. Sometimes the enemy is standing somewhere, winding some stuff, stirring some things, so that you will begin to agitate. And you are, no. Don't give him that. Don't even praise him like that. Don't praise him like that. Yeah. As I was laughing over it, whenever we were pulling the car and then the thing snaps and the car goes back into the ditch. And I'm standing, my trousers, my trouser got wet. I was wet to my knees everywhere. I was wet everywhere, you know, and mud everywhere. And yet I didn't care. I said, well, whatever has happened. So do I have to cry to let the devil know that, he am I gonna get another car? You know? No, I won't do that. Forget. No. I will not do that. I will smile over it. If my God, let me tell you something serious. If my God in heaven, who looks down on earth here, to show himself strong on behalf of those who trust him, cannot provide for my needs, then over to his own judgment. I will say it again so that you think about it carefully. That has been my way of escape in a lot of all kinds of dynamic challenges that you look at it, you can see that this challenge has been properly planned by the devil. So you are not, there's no way of escape. And today I decided not to come on there. I want everybody to see everybody on the platform. But listen, God is your source. That's what somebody has just put on there. Listen, you know, if my God, the creator of the ends of the world, if he cannot provide my needs for only just one car, or maybe two cars for the house, for me and for her, if he cannot provide that, then over to his own judgment. over to his own judgment that his word is not true, then whatever he has spoken is a lie. But the Bible says that my God, in Numbers, said my God is not a liar. He's not a man to lie, neither a son of man to repent or to change his mind. Whatever he has said, he will do it. Then why should I bother?
Yes.
Yeah. So all that I need to tell him is that, Lord, I need a car at this time. So please let it work or bring me a new one. It's simple as that. Yeah.
Yes.
If the husband is messing about, you just tell him, Lord, you are the one that brought me into this place. So even if I brought myself, I am asking you to correct this matter for me now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even you made a mistake, went into the marriage, may the Lord, his hand, correct the error for you.
Amen.
There's a mistake. Amen. You walked out and the situation, you just couldn't handle it and you're standing. Father, yeah, I walked out. I can't handle it. You are the one that is able to correct whatever my wrongs are. So what is the job of Jesus Christ dying on the cross?
Amen.
I'm saying this to let you know that let us not glamorize the issues of the negativities. Sometimes take them light and laugh over them. And then the devil who has worked out that thing, fasted for days and months so that you will cry, sees you smiling and enjoying, wonder what's going on with you. And that is what defeats the enemy, the courage to be bold.
Yes.
Be able to stand in the midst of the storm and say that my focus is this phone and I'm waiting till I get it and I don't care what comes out, let it be. I'm going out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Of God, things are happening everywhere. You might think that is your home alone. No. Hallelujah. No. It's not only your house, okay? Everywhere. So long as those who are on drugs and they are dying out, there are those who are also using their garage to create those drugs. I read something today. A guy has built a factory, multi-million dollar factory in his garage using rat poison to produce drugs that people would take and feel good. Yeah, it's in the news. It's in BBC News. It's in BBC News. Yesterday news, it's in the newspapers. I read them last night, about 4 a.m. this morning. I read it. And I looked at it, I said, this is what somebody is doing. And yet they are there and lives are wasted, you know. But those who have come to the kingdom, the devil don't want them to go scot-free. So he will buffet you here and there, knock on your door with sickness, knock on your this and with this, what will scare you up a little bit in your marriage. You see your wife also messing about here and there. You don't know what to do, how to straighten it. Every small thing, she's coming after you and coming to whip you and all that. All that you need to do is just chill. That's one of my terms at workplace. When I see them messing about and they are over agitated and all that, I say, hey brother, chill, cool down, get some water on your hot plate, and then calm down a little bit, you know. I want you to relax in the Lord and let the matter be made known, not that he's not aware. You know, that's why the Bible says that we should come to him with thanksgiving and with our supplications. Let it be our request be made known to him. Why would I start with thanksgiving and praise in my mouth when I am seeing what I don't like in my life? And then after the thanksgiving, he said that let my supplications be made known unto him. So you mean that God is blind? He can't see that my car is drowned and it's a petrol car and all. So now, oh, God didn't see that they were going to pass there. And then, you know, he should have woken me up or to prophesy to me and say that, oh, your wife and your children are going to be drowned. And then, so prepare yourself. Yeah, you see. I want you to find in you the courage to be bold and face whatever is coming and tell the devil that, listen, whatever you are doing, Jesus has already won the victory for me, so don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm staying. And I'm staying. You can roughen the waters. I'm staying. You can do whatever you want to do. I'm staying. I'm not changing my mind. I'm not changing my mind. I will not change my conversation, my story because of what you are doing. I am staying by the grace of God. I will win. Hallelujah. Winning is all that I need and nothing else. You will win. And that is why deep calls unto deep. So in the matters of great importance like that, deep will call unto deep. And the Bible says in Psalm 18, when we are able to stay strong and be able to see victory coming for us, this is where we begin to shout out unto the Lord and say that I will love the Lord with all my strength, with all that is within me. For the Lord Almighty, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. Hallelujah. If God is not my deliverer, then what can I do? He is my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, my high tower. Hallelujah. The Bible says in verse 3, that I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Yes, yes. The sorrows of death, he says that it encompassed me about. And the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. Oh, for sure, for sure. The enemy can cause all kinds of issues around us for us to be scared.
Yes.
The Apostle Paul was so scared because of his actions. He was killing other people, Christians. And when the Lord encountered him on the road to Damascus, and he repented, and the Lord said, I'm going to use you as an apostle to the to the unbelievers, to the people who are not Jews, and go and save them and all that. They were fighting and trying to kill this brother. Everywhere he went, they were beating him for coming to preach the gospel. Sometimes, he said that sometimes, he was beaten 39. In those days, they would beat you 39 times, you know. They said at 40, if you get 40 lashes, it is against the law. So it means that you can kill the person. And again, there are biblical numbers involved. I'm not doing numerology now. But 39 is a figure where you have to stop so that from that point, the soul of the person cannot depart from the body of the person. So what they expect you to do is to beat the person 39 lashes. They say 39 times, they whipped him with weapons and stones and stuff like that, to the point where he was dead. One of them, he was declared dead by the beaters, those who were beating him. They said that now he's dead, and they left him dead. The brother woke up by the strength of the Lord, went back in there. And they went and preached. Amen. Hallelujah. And these are the words we call the sorrows of death. So the psalm says that the sorrows of death encompass me about, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrow of hell compassed me about, and the snare of death prevented me, which means that there were death traps everywhere about his life. And those were the things that were seeking to eliminate him. He said, in my distress, I called upon the Lord, and I cried out unto the Lord my God. Yes. And he heard my voice. Do you think the ears of the Lord are dull to hear some Isaiah 50? No. The voice, the Bible says the ears of the Lord are not dull to hear, neither his hands are short to save, but it is our iniquity. So if I don't hold iniquity in my heart, and I'm crying out for help, for sure help will come.
Help will come.
Yes. Help will come. Hallelujah. That is why this is the whole year we have been dealing with the book of we have been dealing with how about prayer and how to make prayer work out for you. So please go out there, go and listen to some of the messages that's on Spotify for free in the name of Jesus. We have paid for it, so you don't have to pay for it. I have paid for it here, so you don't have to download and pay for it. The only thing that may be your cost is your data or your network that you are using, which you pay for it anyway, you know, your network system. But for you to download the thing from our site is for free. Yeah, the church has paid for it, so it's for free. Go listen to it by God's grace and be blessed by it. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says, then the earth shook. Do you know why the earth began to shake? Because he says that in my distress, when I call upon the Lord, he heard my voice out of his temple.
Yes.
Out of the temple. I'm speaking from Isaiah 18.
Yeah.
Verse 1 coming down. You know, out of his temple, he said, my cry came before him.
Amen.
Even into his ears.
Yes.
Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved, and they were shaking because he was angry. Because God was
Psalm 18.
Hallelujah. Yes, Psalm 18. I'm speaking from Psalm 18.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God
but
was
my
upset.
Enemies were too strong for me.
Ah, yeah. Sambrotesa. Hallelujah. When the enemy comes after you and they are too strong for you, all that you do is say, help, Lord. Shout. Yeah. Call upon him. Yeah. Don't be cool when it comes to him. Say, help, Lord. Son of David, have mercy upon me. And people say, shut up. Keep quiet.
Shut
don't
up.
You know that we are. Zip up. And the Bible says, and the brother shouted even the more. Yeah. Don't let anyone, any pastor, any prophet, anyone, those religious, cheat you from your right, right to also shout. Yeah. So then the Lord, the anger of God was awoken. And because of that, the earth trembled, or said the earth shook. And the foundations of the hills began to shake. Why?
Yes.
Because God was upset that I wasn't happy and things were not working out for me. I pray tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. When you shout out to heaven, may your environment begin to shake. Receive the tenderness of God and the anger of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you stand and you begin to cry out, may the ears of God be attentive to your cry and may his anger be kindled because of your condition and may he come to your aid and bring you salvation quickly. Bring you salvation.
Amen.
And the beautiful thing is this. The beautiful thing is that said out of his nose, the nose of God, in the nose of God said the foundation was also hit up. The heart of his mouth of smoke.
Yes.
And then his mouth, fire started coming in. Can you imagine God? His nose begins to smoke out, and then his mouth begins to turn against your enemies. You know what's going to happen. That is the kind of God I'm talking about tonight to you. That's the God that you are serving. God who is able to respond to your needs. He's not like the other gods who cannot respond to the needs of his people. But this God I'm talking about, he's able to respond to the needs of his people and defend his people. The other God, they fight for their God. The other people, they fight for their God. Hey, you preach about their God or say any funny thing about their God, they will come after you, kill you. Hey, kill him. He's making mockery of our God. But my God, you can stand on the pulpit or on the podium in front of everybody and make mockery of him. He knows how to defend himself. And defend me. Defend me. Yes. Defend me. Not long ago, in Turkey, one of their lawmakers stood on the podium. I watched the video, and the brother was making a mess of Israel because of what is going on in Israel and how Israel was taking the matter and trying to defend their home and they are trying to get their people back. And the brother was standing on the pulpit telling all kinds of interesting stuff. The moment he turned, making a step, and he would drop his head down on the floor, bam, and that was the end. That was the end. Let them say that it was coincidence. Yeah. But lots of it has happened for us to see that you don't mess up with my God. No, you don't. No, you don't mess up with my God. Yeah. Is that how you're going to deal with it? Fine. Let's deal with it. Father, look upon them, their threatenings. The apostle said in Acts, in the book of Acts, said, Lord, behold their threatenings. Yeah. Yeah. The Bible said that he bowed down heavens. Can you imagine God turning and bowing down heavens? And then came down in darkness under his feet. And he began to roll upon the cherub and begin to work on my behalf because of the uncomfortable position I am in.
Amen.
People of God, the Lord will speak for you. I want you to have this as a clear picture. Everywhere you are, if somebody is cheating on you, if somebody is deceiving you, if somebody is making life difficult for you, don't worry. Just report them to God. Report them to God.
Man.
It's that simple. You know, the church has not assumed our position properly. You know, somebody was talking about prosperity and saying that, oh, prosperity. And I was telling the person that, listen, do you know that Jesus never preached about prosperity? Because the kingdom of heaven, it is against the law for us to be poor.
Yes.
Yeah. The kingdom of heaven, yes. There is everything is at the disposal of the saints. That is why he said that seek ye first the kingdom and every other thing. Why? Because it's in there.
Yes.
People don't understand that scripture. They think that, oh, is that come to church only? No, no, no. Become a kingdom citizen and everything else is supposed to come to you. It is supposed to come to us. Yes or no?
Yes. Very true.
Thank you, family. That is why the Lord sent me to come and share with you today, deep calls unto deep. And I want you to realize that if there is anything going on wrong, do not allow the situation to overwhelm your emotions. Hold up your emotions. Stay strong. Hallelujah. Stay strong. Stay courageous. And now deal with the matter decisively how God will deal with it. Hallelujah. When the apostle, they began to capture water in their boat, and Jesus was sleeping in the midst of the storm under in the lower deck of the ship, and Jesus is sleeping, and they are struggling to keep things away, the storm going on, Euroclidean storm. And then you know what Jesus, when they went to woke him up, said, "Where is your faith? Where is your faith?" So it's not about trying to. Your elements have got ears. So when he woke up, he says, peace, be still, which means that peace has ear. And at the same time, it's able to be influenced by other forces, not only the forces of God. The statement of Jesus Christ depicts, one day I will talk about that, dealing with tranquility, you know, that your peace, it has got ear, it's got a personality on its own and everything. And it's got ear to hear the voice of the one that is dealing with it. And so Jesus was expecting the disciples to exercise that authority to command their peace to be still. And so when they woke up, when he woke up from sleep, he says, peace, be still. And then the Bible said, and there was a great calm.
Amen.
Why? Because Euroclidean destroyed and disturbed peace. And the disciples thought that they could whip out the water from the boat and also hold the rudders in place so that they can be okay. But no, when the enemy is using some nasty stuff to disturb your peace in your home, the equilibrium in your home and all that you stand and say, hey, peace, be still. Say, I don't want trouble. Not here. I don't have time for you, Satan. Take your hands off this now.
Amen.
And then you command what you want to see. If he does not listen, then you force it again. If he does not listen, you enforce it. You enforce it till he listens. If it goes for long and he's not listening, it means that he's got a legitimate right. That is why he's not listening to that. So you want to see where you have given room for him to gain that legitimacy so that you command him to lose his grounds because you have authority.
Amen.
It's okay. I'm not. You just come and let's pray. Okay. Of late, I'm trying to avoid all those kind of sending too much text messages, and then people don't even value the text message you send to them and all that. You know, you come. Those who come, they will receive the word and they'll be blessed. And that's good enough. Even one person comes, we thank God for it. Hallelujah. So your peace can be commanded, can be controlled, can be managed. It can be spoken to. Yeah. That's the reality of your life. Speaking to your reality. It's online already. Yeah, it's on Spotify. Speaking to your reality or speaking to the elements of life. Let the elements of nature favor me. We did that, didn't we? Yeah. These are all part of the things that we talk about. The moon. What's this brother's name? Joshua commanded the sun to stand still until he wins victory. And now we have the moon and the stars. Now I'm an hour ahead of somebody. Somebody is also 2 hours behind me or 3 hours behind me and all that. Because somebody commanded it. Somebody commanded it. Somebody commanded it, spoke that, let the sun stand still until I see victory on my enemies. And it happened. Which means that it is up to you how you want to see things, whether you want to give in to the enemy to disturb your mind, your equilibrium, your joy. This is my husband. Satan, where are you coming from to disturb his peace? Get out of this place. It's my responsibility to make him feel comfortable.
Amen.
Then you command it and then you see him. If he's not obeying, then order you, you don't do much. You pick up his cup and say, Father, I pour the blood of Jesus Christ upon this. I give it to him to heal his heart. You do it, Father, I turn his water and the towel, the soap and sponge into the blood of Jesus and the covering of the Lord. When he uses it, may he cover him in the name of Jesus Christ and make him whole. Yes, yes. His dinner is ready. Hey, honey, what's in there? I say, oh, I did some heavenly meal for you. Come, because you've already prayed over it. Yeah, you've already prayed over it. Yeah, he's going to sit in the car. You picked up his car keys. You release a blessings upon it and his wallet. You pronounce the blessings of God's peace upon it, his finances. I command this thing to take a hold and hear my voice from today. This account becomes more. Yeah, financially blessings everywhere. Let plenty money fill in there so that I can get enough to buy my shoes and my bags. It's all right to buy them anyway. Hallelujah. Yeah, you have the right to enjoy it. Yes, yes. Amen. Yes, it's our right. It's our right to make things happen for us. So when the devil is knocking on your door, don't give him that advantage of wailing and then crying and, oh, my radio. Yeah, you will die for sure. Yes, because he wants you dead. The devil wants us dead. Yes, the devil wants us dead. If he doesn't, then there's something wrong with Satan. Yeah. But if he's doing his job so that I die, that he's doing his job. So I thank God for that, that he's doing his job. But it is also the responsibility of my father, who has also set my frame together. The enemy will try, but he cannot win. That's all. Yeah, victory is mine. Victory is Amen. Mine. That's my composition. That's what I know. Victory Amen. Is yours. That's what I believe. In this assembly, everyone that connects with us, you walk in victory. Whether you
Amen.
Know it or
Amen.
Not, whether you believe it
Amen.
Or not, whether you accept it or not, you
Amen.
Walk in victory in the
Amen.
Mighty name of Jesus Christ. You walk in victory.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Anyone who disadvantages you, it is to their own peril.
Amen.
I leave it here. In Jesus'
Amen.
Precious name, amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless you,
Amen.
For staying with
bless
us tonight.
You,
come and
bless
pray deep
you.
Calls unto deep. And
God
we are
you.
Believing God that his grace will work for us everywhere we stand. So please don't ever feel that the enemy is winning. Yes, he will do his stuff, but that is where you have to stand on your feet. Be strong. Okay? Yeah, be strong. Find a way out. There's always a way out. Keep that at the back of your mind. There's always a way out. Yeah, with Christ, there is no dead end. Yes.
Yeah.
And prayer is our lifeline in our deadlines.
Yeah.
I said it. So with Christ, there is no dead end in life. But with prayer, it becomes our lifeline in all our deadlines. So there's always
Amen.
A way out for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you so much
Amen.
For staying on.
Thank you, man. Well
Amen.
Done.